What up, guys? New BCG podcast episode. This is your host, Ayana, and I have an episode today that I'm gonna discuss. I have to get into a few things as far as the hip-hop. The hip-hop world is just going crazy right now with diss back-to-back. Like, we've been hearing is new diss tracks from everybody. So let's just get down the timeline of how all of this started. So let's say my first diss track that I heard from this year that really blew me away was Megan Thee Stallion when she put out his. I think that track pretty much set the tone of how this year was going to go. Now, most people could say, oh, well, it was Cat Williams' interview that kind of set the tone of what all was going to happen this year in 2024. We can also say that too. But if you're talking about disses of hip hop in 2024, well, Megan Thee Stallion had the first one. After her diss track, then you had Nicki Minaj respond with Bigfoot, which to me was one of the worst diss tracks I've heard. I don't think the diss track was good at all. It just didn't seem like a diss track. It was very corny to me. That's just my opinion. Then after that, you got Kendrick, Metro Boomin and Future, who all was on a tape, Metro and Future's tape. Kendrick did his verse on Like That. Internet went nuts, just because it's Kendrick throwing shots at J. Cole and Drake. F the big three, it's just Big Me. That was the big, you know, that was pretty much the thing that made everything go crazy. After that, J. Cole releases his 7-minute freestyle, which he then later apologizes for, takes off streaming services. When I heard the 7-minute freestyle, I will say that it's definitely one of my favorite diss tracks, but I feel like it's kind of like voided, because when you apologize, it's kind of like, well, I didn't mean anything I said, so now let's take that back, and, you know, I don't want to talk about it anymore. So it's kind of like, you know, yeah, it happened, but it really didn't happen, so it's like I don't really want to put it in the equation of it being anything that really happened. So I was kind of disappointed in Cole, because Cole is one of my favorite rappers, and I've always felt like the issue that I have with Cole is him being so friendly with everybody. I think that his energy is so, you know, he has his energy where he wants to be friends with everybody, and that's cool. You know, I think a lot of rappers are like that, but I honestly personally do feel like he's a very nice guy. He wants to, you know, be cool with everybody. And I think that's something that, you know, and this is my honest opinion, I think that's something that's probably going to hold him back going into these upcoming weeks. So, you know, like in the future, whatever the case is, because, you know, going forward, I think his legacy is going to be tainted a little bit because of that. You know, even though he is still this great rapper that he is, it's like when he releases the next album, it's like, you know, when I hear Cole spitting that tough stuff, and it's like, damn, I know he just apologized, it's kind of like I don't really know how to take that. That doesn't take away from him being a legend in hip-hop, because he's obviously one of my favorite rappers to ever do it, but I do feel as though him apologizing, it is different. You know, that was definitely different for me, and I just have to be honest on how I feel about that. Now, Drake released his freestyle called Push Ups, which was initially a leak. So the track leaked on the internet. Everybody was trying to wonder if it was AI, you know, whatever. People were saying it was good, yeah, whatever. I liked it first listen. It was a really good diss track. The problem that I have with it being released is that there was an apology. Not necessarily an apology, but it was kind of like, you know, let me see what the perception people give me, you know, when I leak it and see what they say. And then let me say, oh, well, yeah, it's an official song. It was just corny the way that it went down. You know, I don't get it. You know, like I don't get it at all. I think that that whole energy is just so corny to me. I don't get that. And, you know, if you want to be a rapper, if you're these legendary rappers, y'all should be able to put out diss tracks and leave it on wax. Like, that's it. My diss track dropped. This is what I mean. This is what I say. Like, I ain't taking nothing back. That's it. I don't understand. You know, I think that there's been a lot of that going on. And it's like, if you're going to release a diss track and go ahead and keep it moving. That's it. I don't get that. After that, Rick Ross releases his diss track to Drake, which is called Champagne Moments, which is actually probably my favorite because, my favorite after his. But it's definitely one of my favorites from what I've heard. Well, after Like That, a Kendrick's verse, but my third favorite. So after hearing that, he spilled a lot of tea, basically said Drake had a lipo, he had a nose job, he always wanted to hang out with the black people. He always wanted to feel cool. He's a little white boy. You know, like, it was shots that was thrown at him. Sort of like, you know, like, it was definitely one of those diss tracks where he was going for the, you know, I'm trying to make this dude cry. I'm trying to make him hurt a little bit. And, I mean, I respect it because that's what a diss track is supposed to do. And it's Rick Ross. So Rick Ross, to me, has always been one of those rappers where he knows how to do things. Him and Drake went back and forth on IG, Twitter, whatever the case is, which is something that I looked at also as lame because I feel like you guys are too grown to be going back and forth on IG and Twitter. But that's just me, though. After that was released, Drake then goes and puts out another freestyle called the Tailor Made Freestyle, where he has an AI generated voice of Tupac, which I thought was totally disrespectful. Shouldn't have happened. I'm still trying to figure out how he was able to do that without any issues, but I think now Tupac's estate is saying that they're gonna try to sue him for that. Snoop Dogg is one of the AI generated voices, which I would have thought Snoop Dogg or somebody would have spoke up for Pac. You know, I think Suge Knight came out and said that was wrong. I don't know why he did that. I just think it's unacceptable. I think there are things that you just don't do. Like, just period, point blank. Why would you do that? It's a guy who's done so much for hip-hop. Respect him as that. And for him to be respected by so many people and people to know that he did that, it just lets you know how much Drake is running hip-hop. Like, it's like people will watch him do things and then not care. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like that's so corny to me. You know, like, it's very, very, very corny. The idea of it, to me, was kind of just like, you know, well, let me go ahead and see what people say. You know, I'm trying to smother this in his face, you know, because, you know, he's from the West Coast and these guys are from West Coast. But that was corny because you're using Tupac. I don't really think Tupac would have dealt with Drake in today's time. I don't think Drake, if Pac was still alive, I don't think he would have dealt with Drake. Do I think he would have dealt with Kendrick? Absolutely. I think he would have loved Kendrick. I think him and Kendrick would have been close. I do believe that. Kendrick and Tupac would have had a competitive edge, but they would have loved each other because I feel like they talk about a lot of the things each other talks about. You know, I think To Pimp a Butterfly was one of those albums that reminded me a lot about, you know, reminded me a lot of Tupac. You know, when he was putting out a lot of those tracks, the things he was saying in a lot of those songs, it reminded me of Tupac in some way, shape, or form. I don't understand why Drake would think something like that was okay, but I honestly did not like that, and I thought it was so corny. Right now we're waiting on Kendrick to release his diss track. If he releases a diss track or if he releases an album, whichever one he does, we're just saying we're waiting on that. Now, to get back on to more diss tracks, Quavo responded to Chris Brown, who dissed him on a song where he was talking about how, you know, you're dating my old girl or whatever, whatever. This is not hip hop, but I just wanted to mention that they've actually had a really normal back and forth. Because neither one of them, to me, was doing the IG games. I mean, I think Chris, after Quavo's last diss, he came back and said something about it, you know, because he was just like, you know, well, it was corny. I'm not going to respond to that. It was trash, whatever, whatever. All right, cool. But what I am going to say is I respect them too. I respect those two for actually just going straight at each other. With diss tracks and releasing the diss tracks. What I don't like about those diss tracks is that they mentioned domestic violence situations that I felt like were not cool. Domestic violence is not a gotcha moment to try to get back at a rapper or somebody that did something to a certain woman. Speaking of Rihanna after getting punched, is, to me, is just a violation. Speaking of Saweetie in the elevator that happened with Quavo was just a violation. There's so many things that were just wrong in those conversations that I felt like needs to be talked about, because it's like, if you're going to do a diss track, you keep it about the guy. Don't bring other people in your BS. Quavo put Takeoff on an AI generated voice, which, you know, a lot of people didn't have a problem with because they were close. I'm sure Takeoff wouldn't mind siding with him because that's how close they were. I just, you know, I think that how they did it was normal. I don't think Nicki, when she released the Bigfoot diss track, it was normal because she went on IG and ran it for 4 days. So I think if Megan would have, you know, like the diss track and probably, you know, would have acknowledged it if it was good. She didn't acknowledge it because it wasn't good, and I felt like she didn't have to because she had already won the battle. I think it was kind of like, you know, she wanted to give Nicki the benefit of the doubt. It's been a legend. We all waited up to hear the Bigfoot. It was trash, though. Anybody saying that it was good is a liar. And I don't know how anybody could say that song was good. It might have been funny in certain ways, which is bad because that's not what a diss track is supposed to do. A diss track is supposed to make you feel like, damn, like, whoa, shit, like they just went in and did all that. Oh, wow. Like, that's how a diss track is supposed to be. I don't think that Bigfoot did that. Now, I think Bigfoot really, really, really was terrible. So yeah, but to talk about the, you know, all the other diss tracks, I think this is great for hip-hop. I'm hoping, and I'm pretty sure there are going to be more diss tracks in the future. I think there's going to be a lot more diss tracks. I think this is just the beginning of it being April. We're on the fourth month, and I definitely think we're going to see more diss tracks. So I'm looking forward to all of that, and I just wanted to do this podcast because I needed to, and I have already wanted to talk about this but couldn't get into it. But yeah, I've been loving a lot of this hip-hop stuff. So thank you guys for tuning into the BCG podcast. I'm Ayana. I will have more episodes on the way, and enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.